At Fort Hood, a picture is emerging of Nidal Hassan as an isolated, lonely man. He may have been planning his alleged attack from the moment he arrived at the post in July. Experts who study mass killers say, in hindsight, they're not surprised at what we're learning. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Killeen, Texas, Hassan's neighbors say they're shocked.
When Nidal Hassan moved to Fort Hood this summer, he rented a cheap apartment in a somewhat run-down complex where it's unlikely he'd run into other Army officers. Patricia Villa moved next door with her husband a few months later. Just 2 days before the shooting, Villa says Hassan gave her most of his possessions, including some vegetables, a microwave, furniture, even his alarm clock. Hassan told her he was about to be deployed.
He goes, yes, and I'm just going to be 6 months over there. He told me, right? And I told him, aren't you afraid? He goes, no, I'm ready for it.
Even now, Villa is reluctant to judge Hassan harshly.
He was nice with me, right? And even though he killed all those people, you know, I can't judge what he did, you know, because anyhow, well, I don't know what was going on his head.
What was in Hassan's head is something a lot of people are thinking about. At the moment, he's in a San Antonio hospital, alert and talking, but not to investigators. His attorney has advised him to say nothing and is contending it may be difficult for his client to get a fair trial in Central Texas. But with the few details that are emerging about Nidal Hassan, it's possible to start painting a picture of him. Dr. Michael Wellner is a forensic psychiatrist who testifies as an expert in mass shooting trials. He's interviewed 4 mass shooters over the years.
The person who carries out a mass shooting wants to create a spectacle and seeks immortality.
Wellner says it's clear this attack was planned well in advance. Consider, for example, that Hassan reportedly bought the gun used in the attack shortly after moving to Fort Hood. And Wellner says it's important that the gunman chose the processing center for soldiers who were about to be deployed. That could have been designed to send a message. And we know that Hassan had concerns about Muslim soldiers being sent overseas to fight other Muslims, and that he was about to face deployment himself. Wellner also points to Hassan's difficulty in finding a wife. At 39 years old, he's single, short, and a little bit chubby.
It is common to mass shooters who have a sexual romantic incompetence to redirect their masculinity through spectacular acts of destruction.
Back at Hassan's apartment complex, neighbors like Valerie Barber say he was almost always alone.
I never saw him out here with, like, some of the people out here that's adopted my dogs and stuff like that. He just did his own thing.
It appears Hassan may not have had the social support necessary to handle the stresses in his life, including the stress of counseling traumatized soldiers. Nancy Molitor is the public education coordinator for the American Psychological Association. She says Hassan seems to fit much of the criteria for someone at risk.
A middle-aged male who is socially isolated, who has no peers to consult with or few peers to talk about the trauma that he is exposed to. He's also generally in the midst of some sort of personal crisis.
Molitor says it's important to remember that it's unlikely a single factor led to the gunman opening fire at Fort Hood. She says it's most likely a complicated mix of things. And as much as researchers have tried, there are no reliable ways to predict when someone else might become violent. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.